Jacaranda, written by Mandy Magro and read by Louise Crawford. Six-year-old Molly Jones nervously gripped her grandfather's weathered hand as she looked into the skies above her. It looked so serene and peaceful up there, like it was part of a totally different world, a world in which she hoped heaven existed. White, fluffy clouds drifted in an infinite sea of blue. And for a moment, she felt like she was back in a magical place full of safety and happiness. Standing under her favourite jacaranda tree, she stared up at the canopy of beautiful purple flowers and remembered picnics with her mum and dad on the lush grass beneath the tree. They would eat the treats her grandma baked for them, and then she would snuggle into her dad as her mum read out loud from her favourite books. But those days were gone forever now, all because the bad man had driven his car drunk. When Molly climbed into her grandfather's lap, she could feel his body shaking. She had never seen her granddad cry before. Tears poured down her own cheeks and dripped onto the pretty dress her mum had made her only a week ago for her birthday. She buried her face into his chest as he wrapped his arms around her and kissed her tenderly on the cheek, the faint scent of tobacco on his shirt a familiar comfort.
"We'll make it through this, little one,"
he whispered in her ear. Her grandma reached out and stroked her hair, and Molly tried to imagine it was all going to be okay. She squeezed her eyes shut, hoping that when she opened them, she'd find this was just a terrifying nightmare, and her mum would be there to soothe her back to sleep, as she always was. But her ears could not block out the priest's solemn voice as he read the words no six-year-old girl should hear.
"Why did you have to die?"
Molly whispered as she began sobbing uncontrollably, the thought of never seeing her parents again making her tremble with fear. How would she ever live without them?